About like that.
You're on. You know,
went to the basement.
Him and Big Mike sitting up here talking.
I will call this meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on June 2nd at 6 p.m. And I would like to ask Pastor Snodgrass if he would open us with prayer.
Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together the trustees meeting, Lord. We seem like it's always the same request, but it's so important. And we ask that this Board of Trustees makes the decisions that betters this township. We ask you to be with our first responders as they go out and do the job that you've called them to do, Lord, whether it be the police or paramedics, firefighters, road department, whatever it happens to be, Father. They're working for the township to better it. We ask you to be with our armed forces, no matter where they're at, as they serve to give us the liberty to meet like this. So God, we ask these things in your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jan, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, I will.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank everybody for coming tonight. It's a beautiful evening.
It's not as hot as yesterday.
It's not as hot as yesterday, and it's not storming or raining. Makes Nick sad that it ain't storming, but that's, I'm sorry. I'll take this nice cooler weather because I do leave a lot of bacon.
Do not even mention weather. Mother Nature will get you. I leak
bacon grease when it gets too hot.
Yeah.
Nick, would you give us a roll call, please?
Sure. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to some old business. Nick, you got some bills for us to pay, huh?
Sure do. Got some payroll as well. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from May 20th, 2022 through June 2nd, 2022 in the amount of $139,377.64. Payroll paid on May 27th, 2022 in the amount of $155,704.02. And payroll paid on June 1st, 2022 in the amount of $8,970.74. For a combined grand total of $304,052.40 from check number 67885 to 67942 and electronic vouchers numbered 729-2022 through 881-2022.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then we'll move on to Deputy Hamilton. Do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Okay.
Is there anything for us?
Not at this time. Okay. Lieutenant, we'll move to you.
Yeah, we got a couple of stats for you guys. You guys were wanting me to put together some stats on the since the 25th for third shift, how many runs that the Sheriff's Department's been taking. So we had a total over the past few days, well, the 25th till yesterday.
Yeah.
36 total runs. They had two burglary in progresses, two domestics, a drunk call, juvenile call, larceny in progress, a person with a gun, one nature unknown call that they were dispatched on, 9 suspicious person calls, 1 suspicious vehicle. They did a follow-up in the township on one of those. There were 7 alarms, 3 where people called in about traffic offenses in their neighborhood. 3 investigative complaint call, 2 911s, and 1 warrant that was called in. Last month, I mean, if you guys get onto our newsletter, you can see the actual stats for everything. I don't want to go through all the different ones and read them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 1,041 runs last month.
And that is 36, as you say, or just from the 25th until today, or
yeah, those
last
would be
night.
Third shift runs.
Just third shift runs
just
last.
Third shift that those fellows handle.
Yeah. Okay.
We have cards also for them. They have requested cards to hand out to tell them what we're doing when the deputies get there.
Yeah.
But when they came in, they're messed up. But we're reordering them.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Chief Arnold have anything for us?
He does not.
Okay.
You saw the resignation of one of his firefighters.
He did have a resignation.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Are we only bringing them in when they have it, or are we bringing them in?
I think we need to do a motion to accept the resignation.
Yeah.
Or a resolution, one or two.
It'd be a motion.
Yes, sir.
Or no, you're right, it would be a resolution. So are we not having all the department heads here for meetings, or just necessary?
I talked to Bob today, and being this was the only thing he had on here, I didn't think it was pertinent for him to be here.
I will make a motion to, or a resolution to accept the resignation of firefighter.
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Jared Ferguson.
Effective June 7th.
Yeah. June 7th.
So I said it.
I thought you said 2nd.
7th.
Okay.
I'll second that, yeah.
All right, roll call. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, I just, I kind of like to know why you left. I got the gym material, but.
We can ask Chief Arnold to do an exit interview on that.
Would you make a note and ask him why the, because, you know, we've got that fire department pretty well solid right now. And if there's a person all at once is resigning, that's what I'd kind of like to know why they're resigning. I mean, maybe they got a job for more money. I don't know. But I'm curious.
Mr. Stevens, looks like you have a few items for us this evening.
Only a couple.
Podium's right there.
First thing we got, we were approached by the Potter's House on Lowell about possibly installing, there's been multiple complaints, speeders coming to and from at the church itself, and they've stepped up and they would like to help do what they can do. And what they've done is they've requested and said that they would be more than willing to purchase, maintain the speed signs. You already got one, did you?
Mm-hmm.
These speed signs, they're a solar speed sign that'll go up, and there'll be one on each lane, on the eastbound lane and the westbound lane, halfway between Wilson Road and the Potter's House itself, or Macklin, down in that area. They would like to get the approval from the board. I told them we'd have to get the approval from the board to go ahead and install these. There'd be absolutely no cost to the township other than we would just install the posts for them. They are purchasing the speed flag or the speed sign. They do all the maintenance and everything on it. Like I said, there would be no cost. In fact, I mean, no cost to the township itself. I don't have an issue with it.
I think it's kind of nice to see a church willing to step up and do that, and especially it's no cost to the residents. So.
Well, we have several residents here. Are you guys in favor of trying to slow them down a little bit? Okay.
John, that's your street.
Do we have to go through the county at all for that type of thing?
No, we would have to go through the county because it's not really a traffic type sign that's going to hinder, you know, house traffic. It's just an informational sign.
Okay, so it's just a matter of
just an informational sign.
Yeah. Well, I'd make a motion that we do it if the residents want it. I know they step on it pretty good. I never go up there, so I'm aware of the situation for sure. So I'd be in favor.
You got a motion?
Yeah, I've got a motion.
You want a second?
I'll second it.
All right.
Okay. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then also, I know the lieutenant had something to say in regards to that.
I actually had talked to the retired military officer. He was like one of the motorcycle guys up there, and he's also going to be said he's going to give me the information off of those signs, so I could see the times when we got speeders up there and they could get the car up. I personally was looking into these signs right before we started running into our money problems. I wanted to get a, I actually wanted to get a couple of those that we could move around to a couple of different roads. They're about $4,000 or $5,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. I do know that. And we can, yeah, and I want to put one on the trailer for one of the people.
Yeah, I think the county's got one they move around on the trailer.
It's too big.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We have two.
They're big, huge. Yeah, yeah, that we've already, I've already used them. They, we need a bigger road when we put them out because they're like for the freeways and different things like that. I mean, I'm, they're big trailers. We have one, we have down here on Big Run
Big Run Road. How'd that work out there? Pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
So one of the good things about this is I'll be able to calibrate my speedometer if it's correct. No. But the information that we can relate back to, from what I understand, I looked it up online and was reading on it today, and the information, I guess, that they can collect from that is what you said. It'll tell you, some of them, I don't know if this unit does it, but it will take a picture without you knowing it. There's no flash. So if someone's doing 80 mile an hour, it'll tell you the time and date and what the car looks like.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you have someone that's constantly or riding wheelies up and down your street, it would take a picture. Then the information you could obtain off of that little card and then say, we need to have an officer. But the neatest thing about this is the church stepping up and saying, hey, we want to put these in. Can we do this? Well, if this works really great on Lowell Drive, how well could this work even if we didn't have a trailer, but we had a base that went in the ground and then we put it there for a while and then we took it up and moved it somewhere else? You know, I mean, how hard is it to put a pole in the ground and then put it there for 6 weeks?
We got an expert right here.
I mean, but we don't have to have a trailer, do we? I mean, we could actually just boop, a little hole in the ground.
Well, not for your application since they're buying it, but if we want to work the whole township, when we get the speed complaint,
we can discuss that at that time.
That makes more sense to me. Let's.
We'll see how it works.
I run off hand.
Cost us township nothing to see how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a little input on the thing. Because I don't know right off the top of my head, like Hart Road, you know, how they fly down through there and things like that and others. Let's just kind of get a see what our cost would be on the roads that we feel is needed, Jim. How's that sound from there?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, that way, I'll just go ahead. Now, the church is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. My point is, let's get the Lowell Drive something that's fairly inexpensive and say that's yours. That's your sign there.
Lowell Drive's taken care of.
Yeah, the church paid for it. They're doing everything.
Paying. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we're not paying for that. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Stevens. You had something else on there.
On the agenda, we also have the hiring of our summer help.
Yep. Yeah.
Starting next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I'll let Steve take care of this. He's got all the good paperwork on the 8th.
Yeah. It is a resolution for the hiring of, is it Kyle Heiser?
Kyle Heiser.
Was he here before?
He was with us last summer.
That's what I was going to say. I recognize the name.
Yeah.
Very good.
And it is as a temporary summer help. And it says, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the hire of Kyle Heiser as temporary summer help for the road department effective 6/8/2022.
So moved.
What's the pay rate?
Is that the same rate we had him last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Kyle the only one we're doing?
Yeah, we're just going to do the one for right now.
Okay.
We could use probably five.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that'll help you get caught up on the mowing.
Yeah.
That's next time.
So I'll second to go and get a vote, Nick.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, was who made the motion. So Jim?
I made the motion and
got it.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Mr. Stevens, if I may, I talked to you about that Alkire in Big Run. I had requested to go talk. The neighbors requested that I come over and talk. Some of them came over to one person's house, and and I had discussions with them, and the very first thing they said is, gee, Manny, thanks, because I guess, did you guys cut that?
It was on their list to do already when I talked with them.
Okay, so I was just, and some of them said they've, in the past, have taken turns with their own mowers and went down there, and they wanted me to tell you how appreciative that they were. It made me look good, and I'm like, I didn't even realize that you guys did it. I told them that you were planning on, it's on the list that we have so much cutting to do. Second thing is, I did get, today's been a day for calls. I bet you I've had 6 different calls on things that I'm working on. The letters are very effective. I had the people from the sign on the corner of Fisher and Wilson desperately, Mark, I think his name was Scott. Scott called me and said that the letter went to the corporate, which was out of state. He got notified. He goes, I thought it was done. I apologize. I didn't see trash, but I'm going to go back up there. I'm going to make sure that it's cut. And I said, listen, just keep it, you know, keep it cut, and you won't get no letters. We're bounded that we have to do this under House Bill 5050. It's not like we're picking on anyone. And yes, other people, different parcels up, are getting the same thing. So on the parcel where they burnt the trash and the mics, whatever it's called, that used to be the house they tore down.
Where they put the gate.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. Where they put the gate. They just made a couple passes right there. Should they not take care of all that, that instead of letting it just look so terrible? Because they chose to open it up. They can't just let it just grow wild and look terrible. Because I know that the animal hospital next to it is always complained about, you know, now that you're going to let the grass grow up instead of what they did, it's still, the law is the law, 6 inches or whatever it is. So even though it's 1,000 feet back, they chose to make that 1,000 feet. Now up by the car wash, the same thing with the church that owns that. I work with them through the city, of course, every year. I work with them, and they're going to be coming out and cutting that too. But it's waist high. So my thing is, I think that we need to re-notify them or call them and say, listen, your whole lot has to be clean, not just the front 10 feet.
The property that you're talking about where the gate is, where it was cut just so far off the right.
It just took, it was only cut right to the, yes, correct.
Just past the sidewalk area.
Yes.
Was us.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because going further into that property,
you don't know what's in there.
Well, we'll be destroying our equipment.
And yeah.
I'm not going to go in there and do that. We're going to keep it cleaned up out by the road.
Well, it looks good. I thought they did it and said, we're done. End of story.
I don't want to take our equipment back in there. The zero turns, we're not going to do it with them. We could put the.
As I know firsthand, you don't know what's underneath that.
And I don't want to risk tearing all of our stuff up, because then that would be a very bad thing. Because we all know what's been dumped in there, from concrete to bricks to brush.
And as I know, being out with you guys, the very first property we came to, I knew not to turn the blades on, and what, I run over a huge rock.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's because you can't see what's underneath it.
You can't, and that's a bad thing, because now, I mean, it used to be 12 inches, but now they've changed it down to 8. You know, when you get into grass, it's 12 inches high. I mean, by the time
you can't see what's under,
we actually can't do anything with the property until the grass is. I can't send them a letter until it's that high.
So,
and then by the time you go through the cycle,
can't see.
Now
right.
It's up here. So now,
are we there yet on that property?
Give you all a copy. Here's where we're at. There's 65 properties on this list right now. We just sent 20 more letters out.
So I take it that that address is 66 North Wilson Road.
There's a few of them on there.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just a list of what we've got going on right now. Limited with what we've got to work with. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get caught up on a lot of this mowing once we can get our help in here to help give us a chance to do that. We've been bombarded for the last month and a half taking care of drainage issues. And these drainage issues have eaten up a lot of our time. You know, we're hoping to get caught up soon enough. Not only do we have almost 100 and some properties, we've got alleys we've got to get maintained, and we're behind on that. We're trying to be caught up. So we will be utilizing our days, and if I have to keep them over, I'll keep them over.
So how are we doing as far as Walgreens? Behind Walgreens, all this, we're up 4 inches this last month, and
we're chasing our tail down Hopkins now, because now that we've opened that up there, we've got good flow there. Now we're starting to find her other little problem spots as we go down.
But that wasn't in effect because we fixed that. I mean, that other problem is
when we fixed the one up or behind Walgreens, that's when everything else started showing up.
Oh, it's starting to shove it that way. Okay. Gotcha.
Have you got the camera yet?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Beautiful.
So we got a training session with them on Tuesday right now.
That'll help out.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That was.
Was that the? What would you ask about
the? The camera that goes in the crawler.
Oh, okay. Is the court guys? We got them yet?
We've been having them. Yeah. But it's just we're limited with them on what they can do.
Yeah, I know.
We can't utilize them. We can't put trimmers in.
We're still only getting them like Thursday, I think.
Thursdays.
Okay. Yeah. Who are you and? Steve kind of getting together on some of them. I know a few streets that definitely need some cleaning, so.
We're just doing the best we can, Ralph, because we've got the areas that we're working on when we get them.
Okay.
You know, we try to span it out as much as we can, but.
Oh, I know that. I know that. It's just, we've been a couple of years we haven't got to a couple of few. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I want to go over this list pretty good, and you and I can talk a little bit on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Stevens. Nick?
Yeah.
Hang on. You didn't have anything else, did you?
No.
Okay.
First thing I have is for the approval of the meeting minutes from the regular meeting on May 19th and the special meeting of May 24th, 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve those.
Okay.
Question on it. I was just now thinking, did we get a email on that showing? Okay, because I was trying, did I? Okay, go ahead. Ralph?
Sorry, yeah.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yep.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Because I think I probably hit.
I know you did review the one of them. I just don't remember which one.
Because I was wanting to make sure.
Still getting used to them getting sent to you right away, aren't you?
Yes, because I'm like, who's that?
Yeah. No. Next thing I have on my agenda before I get to it, I just want to kind of express, I felt pretty beat up last week. I kind of felt the board didn't understand where I was going with Jeff. I understand that there's some negative feelings and whatnot, but my worry is I can't do this by myself. And with that being said, there's some concerns that I have with we're digging ourselves out of problems that were started when there was only one fiscal officer and no help, and now I'm afraid we're heading right down that back road, and I'm not doing this by myself.
So
I'm not done.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
You guys wanted me to look at hiring a part-time fiscal officer. Jeff's got 40 years of experience doing it. We're trying to get the audit done. He's looking to talk to the person he needs to talk to, which you guys are aware. I believe Steve talked to you about that. I just would like to stop the knee-jerk reactions. If we have a question or don't understand something, please ask me, because this has been a very overwhelming 2 weeks just since Robin's gone, and Jeff is on limited time, so I don't know what the board wants to do with it, but I'm really at my wit's end with it already. I'm overwhelmed over 2 weeks. I'm drowning just to try to keep accounts payable. I got through payroll with no problem. The board was very worried about that. There were no issues. I'll continue to try to learn what I can, but it's very difficult by myself.
Can I speak?
Go right ahead, John.
So what I'd like to say, Nick, you have 4 of us sitting here and your department heads. I know that Mr. Horn sat with you when you first came on. You got to remember, this board, I don't want to use the word handpicked, but of the people,
I'm not disputing that.
Let me go through what I'm going to say. We're here to help you, but somehow, over the last time period, it seems like there's been a rift of, I'm going to call a power struggle of, where is the line? And every township goes through this. Every township association, they talk about cats and dogs, and the cats and dogs are the fiscal department and the trustees on who's stepping on whose. And as you know, I've always said that, you know, we need to work together, and when we do, everyone's going to have your back to help you in times crisis like you do now. I think that we can do a better job at helping each other, and I said that before, and some of the petty stuff that we need that comes up doesn't really need to be there. It only puts a rift between us. Now, with that being said, I know when you first came on, I was a big component of saying we need to find a person that is part-time, that what if with Robin? And I used Robin as a scenario because it's the only person that you have. Now, let me finish. Now, moving forward, we're at that point. Now, I get it where Jeff is trained in that area and et cetera. The problem that I'm hearing from so many people, fortunately, I mean, I'll just put it this way. If one of your department people was to run against you at the next election, they would probably win because they would say, why? Because I'm hearing, why are we paying Jeff and we're paying Nick and we're paying Robin? So it's never been like that. So it goes to show just people may not fully understand what is going on with that department.
You know, I
now,
feel
when
that...
we, hang on a minute. When we finished, when we hired Jeff, I know it was myself and Mr. Horn and Ari Alex, the premise, he works for the Board of Trustees, he reports to the Board of Trustees, and he was here for one purpose, and that was by the recommendation of the auditors to get us sound and get us out of the hole that we're at. Not to do payroll, not to work on the other things. That is a bonus to be able to do those to get you on your feet so that you're able to do what you were able to do in the absence of Robin. I am not opposed of continuing to add time as needed to Jeff, but we have to have a fine line of where, and this is my opinion, where and what does Jeff do? And what I would like to see is once the audit is complete, that we have a CPA such as Jeff, the qualifications that Jeff has, come in either on monthly, quarterly, etc., and go through everything so that we don't fall back to where we were and that we stay. My idea is if we had another part-time person to help out the balance between you and also Robin so that some of the load is shifted off Robin, that we can get other things done, that part-timer would learn all the stuff. Jeff's expertise is the final signing off going, yes, this is correct, yes, this is correct. To pay Jeff $48 an hour? $47.50 an hour to do payroll when we could pay someone $15 or $12 an hour as an assistant, to me would be more productivity versus Jeff, where we would use him for the taxes and making sure that all the things were paid correctly and all the boxes are checked. With that, I'll...
Now, I want to make it clear that when I asked last meeting about having Jeff to look over payroll, that was to ensure that the account codes are correct.
Sure.
He's not processing it. And this, again, just explains that nobody understands what I'm going through with this period.
We do.
Now, let me finish.
Okay.
My point is this. We're still in an audit, and you're well aware that if I don't have him, I have nobody else here.
Correct.
So the fact that we thought that 20 hours was going to get me through 14 weeks without Robin being here was absurd, in my opinion. I just don't understand. Jeff is not touching payroll other than to make sure that the account codes are correct. I'm the only one doing anything, period. He's not touching accounts payable. I have no idea how to do the tax budget, and that's not because I haven't learned. It's because I don't have the time.
Okay.
I don't know how to prepare stuff for the police levy because, again, I don't have the time to understand what's going on and how to prepare that.
I understand that.
So, but my point is this. If you want to look at getting somebody after the audit's done, then
we had
fine,
a conversation 2 weeks ago about going ahead and seeing what you could find, getting
I'm going to have to check with the union first on that.
Well, that's another story in its own self.
I understand, but I can't do anything until that's taken care of.
2 weeks ago, you and I had a conversation, did not wait to see if we could get either the traveling person, or, well, you know our conversation. 2 weeks ago, I seen that we definitely need your, I see that you're going to need help now on day-to-day stuff. If we got someone in here temporarily to fill in, As far as Steve,
not someone making $47.50 an hour.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Can you check in through the contract and find out what the contract states? Because in the absence of Robin, I don't think that the Board of Trustees can authorize an additional person without. I don't think that it would be a problem. I don't know. We need to find that out ASAP.
But I don't have the time to sit here and do the interviews. Okay, I'm not doing 12 hours a day like you guys are wanting to do. I'm not doing it.
We can help. We're here to help you, not enforce you. So by Steve being able to take and get that off your plate, we'll find out what we can find out. If you don't mind, if it's okay with you, let us help and find out if we can get an additional person here. I'm sure we're going to vote on more time here in a minute for you. For Jeff, that's not going to be a problem. But just moving forward, is it okay with you if we step in and try to help?
You can, but my point is, you guys are just assuming what Jeff is doing instead of asking questions. When I say to stop the knee-jerk reactions...
We asked you to give us a detailed list in the last meeting
It was on the engagement letter. Did you bother to read it?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And did you see anything on there about processing payroll or accounts payable?
No. But okay, again, that's my chairman, point. And again, I'm sure I'm going to put words in chairman's mouth. He's going where I'm going. What it basically did, it was a summary. It wasn't even really a summary. It just the engagement letter for the time and the cost and et cetera. The chairman was asking, what does he do so that we know? We don't know that.
It specifically says in there he's preparing the tax budget. He's going over pension reports. You got to read it, John.
I did. But what the chairman was asking you, you just threw something in here that we didn't know. You just said that he's making sure the account codes were correct. That wasn't in that.
Right.
Well, because again, you guys didn't want him touching payroll. So again, I had to have somebody here last week to ensure it was correct.
When we say touching payroll, we mean physically doing what Robin is doing, where you're entering it, because his time is more valuable than someone entering the payroll. His act should be, did we make sure that all the taxes go where they should have went? Is this correct? Is the code correct that we are making sure that we are taking out the correct amount, or was there a mistake that someone's not paying enough taxes or paying too much? That kind of overview, because there's that scale, however that scale works. To me, yes, that would be great to have him for that, because he's an expert in knowing, yes, you can do that, or no, that's pre-tax or that's after-tax. Those type of situation, yes, but to actually sit there and pay him to key enter everybody's...
He doesn't have that ability.
I understand.
Anyway.
So let's just do this. Now, we've had a hot topic. Moving forward, Mr. Chairman, what I would like to do is to expedite and getting to see if we can bring someone in the absence of Robin. If so, immediately, if we can get something out there that we're going to be looking for somebody that has the experience... And I'll be happy to sit through the interview and help out with that, and then let you choose. Here's three candidates out of 20 that we looked at.
The only thing I would say is I'm not going to have time to train the person.
But we're not going to get someone that you have to train. We're going to get somebody that is already trained that knows how to do this. Anyone that has done this type of work before, it's like, you know, you start your computer at the same place. You know, I mean, they're going to know what they're doing. The only thing they're going to need to know is where they're going to sit, where they're going to work, and you may go over a few things. But it's not like taking somebody like me that has no experience in that at all.
Right, and that's you talk about me not talking with you because I don't think you guys would understand how to check these things. So I don't ask for your help because I don't think you would honestly understand how to read it. How I feel.
How many hours a week are you putting in?
At minimum, right now, closer to 25 to 30, which I've talked to other fiscal officers, most are doing 15 to 25. Some that the fiscal office is their only job, yes, they're putting in more than that if they're in a smaller township or et cetera. But if we're going to start talking about hours, I don't really think you want me going off on that tangent because I'm not going to go into that. But, I mean, my point is, you guys, I don't know what the issue is. If you don't feel like I'm here enough, then tell me I'm not here enough, and I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'll show you my hours. I'll do a timesheet if I have to, because you guys are not, and I'm not. So where's the divide here? You guys also approved in the accounting and legal fees for Jeff to be here for the year until audit was done. So why was there all this riff last meeting about it?
I think some of it is basically, for me and me speaking, is I know that I have had people inquire me, why are we paying you and we're paying the accountant? And my thing is, is because they're working on the budget and going through rectify on year after year after year. And when that gets completed, then he's done. And that's how the resolution, when it was said, is that not correct? When we hired him, that it was for that purpose.
I mean, but it's not done. So,
I understand.
And that's out of my control, too.
I understand.
This board's no longer going to write off
I think we're
a bunch of hours. We're not going to give him a bunch of hours at a time. We're going to need monthly reports of what he does and giving time.
Well, I can't figure
for that.
Hang on, Ralph.
I'm in the middle. Hang on. We need to see what he's done. I'm not disputing that.
I can give you invoices when he turns them in.
I don't want invoice. I want to see what he's done.
The invoice shows from this time to this time I was here, this is what I did for each and every single day, each and everything.
So I think sometimes our language is a little bit different because of him being in administration. I mean, being in that. I mean, I understand what you're saying now. He's saying a detailed information. You're saying the invoice. And most people think invoice just tells you the price with.
He includes the detail of everything that he did for that day.
Some of this is just communication that we're not used to hearing it the way that you're saying it. But the most important thing that we need to do, and you've already given us the blessing, is to rapidly get somebody in here that can help out, that at least try to find someone that has the experience to be able to sit down and immediately be able to give you some relief. I'm not saying that you have to try. I don't want someone you have to train. I don't want to even do that because it's going to set us back, not forwards. I want to find somebody that has the experience and knows what they're doing that you could say, I need this, this, and this, and they'll go, okay, here we go, and they can actually do it.
But there again, we've offered that before.
But
and
we're going to, he's already given us the blessing to help move forward.
I don't recall that being offered before. I mean,
but at least we know where we are now. We've got a plan. We can move forward with it.
We need to cut this down a little bit. First of all, just so everybody knows, now you mentioned we were paying Nick, Robin, and Jeff. Okay, just so the public knows, Jeff pay is on an hourly basis. Of $47.50 an hour,
which is
a lot of money.
That's an average price.
We're also paying three state auditors to be here. My understanding is that the head auditor here, which is Mark, when it turns my chair up all the time,
all of our chairs,
yeah. And I think his hourly pay is, was it $77.50 an hour?
I can't remember, but it's astronomical.
And then he has two helpers that I think they're about $20 an hour under what Mark makes. Mm. So they're like $67.50 an hour or something like that. Now, you take, and you can argue, you guys can argue or debate or whatever forever and ever and ever, but here is a simple fact of the matter. And these guys been in here for 2 years sucking up their money. And I've hammered, saying we can't pay all this, Mark, when you're going to get out here. I'm talking about the state. Now, I'm not mean or hateful or nothing, but I'm trying to figure out when we get out of here. Bottom line is, we're paying probably at least two-thirds more for getting paychecks out right now than we ever have in the history of the township. So if you want to know where some of your used-to-be money is, it's tied up in
and
that kind of thing.
And I'm not going to sit here and spend taxpayer dollars on Jeff at $47.50 an hour and not know exactly
what he's doing.
I'm not even going to entertain the idea of authorizing any amount of time other than 40 hours at a lot.
You're doing the wrong thing if you don't, you know, step up.
Right.
I mean, you really are, because what we did, John, is when Ari Alex was still here, we had late in the, like October, something like that last year.
Yeah.
And we made, you know, the evening meeting we had, we're going to do this, this, and this. And if you recall, there was supposed to be a running list of, you know, their duties. What are we paying them
sure.
for? They
sure.
used to give us like a week or 2 weeks notice what they were doing.
And to fairness, too, to Nick. Nick, you probably aren't prized
there
to the fact that...
There has never been accountability of the time here, and well, I want it. I mean, I really want that.
If you remember, Mr. Horn, that we had a situation with past person, Nick's the past administrator, the past... fiscal officer had him running errands and paying him the $47.50 an hour plus gas and things that didn't pertain to what he was supposed to work on. So you may understand sometimes where the board is concerned about.
I had no idea that was going on.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. I'm just giving you a little bit idea of why we're trying to watch it, because as elected official, all of us are, we're accountable to the people.
We don't have that.
We don't have the luxury of just signing off on $47.50 an hour. No.
Now it's either one of the two things. We're either going to have to figure out something here.
I think that we can work through this, and everything's going to be fine.
And I'll tell you, I'd be more than happy to get the state out of here, but they're not going quick, and they're not going.
When we ask them for an audit, when you guys brought them in, might as well open up the checkbooks and, but you know what, an audit every once in a while is a good thing.
Just for your information too, on going back on the part-time help that we had. Now everybody was on the horse there about Lisa Moore, so good, bad, or indifferent. Let me tell you the help that she had. She had a part-time person for 24 hours a week. She had, you remember her, Jim, the older
Lorna.
Employees will remember.
It was Lorna.
I'm just saying, that was Lorna, you know. So, point being, she was working 24 hours. Now, true, they got into some trouble here and there, and I don't know what all happened there. But what we're doing is we're spending $500,000 a year full-time on a part-time job.
We're not going to do that. Nick, you have anything else for us?
No, that's all I have.
So
where are we standing at on the articles of our certificate of findings that we have talked about?
Honestly, I need to talk with our legal team about that, because there's a different opinion out there.
Then you told me 2 weeks ago that you were going to do that.
Yes, and there's been another opinion has come forward. Without me asking about it, another opinion has come forward from our legal team. So I have a conversation with her tomorrow, and then I plan on proceeding with that on Monday, depending on how the outcome of that conversation goes.
Can you update me?
Mm-hmm.
When you do, thank you. Nothing else, right?
No.
All right. Well, we give him 20 hours last time. Do you need...
Well, so upon his calculation coming into this week, he had 16 hours left, and that was without the 20 that you guys approved. So I'll leave that up to you with what you guys want to do with that.
Well, I'm in favor.
So I don't know what he's... I think he's been here 6 or 7 hours this week. It threw me off because I was in here Monday with the day off, even though it was a holiday, but I can get you the exact number he has left.
Nick, what I'd like to do, and I'm in favor of doing this, I know our permanent, what we call that, your budget, I can't think of it, is due in July. So what I'm in favor of is let's do some more talking and do some more studying on what we need to do here, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to come up with some sort of solutions. Get a few answers. I think our county guys are on vacation now. If they come back, of course, we're paying them pretty healthy, but I think the first check we wrote the county.
State.
Or state, I should say. The state guys were something like $45,000. That was their initial check. But anyway, get some feedback, figure out what we can do here. We know that all things considered with obviously Robin been going, but she don't even, she has no idea how to close out the budget anyway. They haven't taught her that, I don't think. I think you'll find out that when you dig into it.
Well, it's not her job to.
So what I'm saying here is this. For the time being, I would be in favor of approving 40 hours, another 40 hours added onto the 16 for
added onto the 20
for Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
And get him to the budget, the permanent budget time. And by that time, Steve, me, whoever, we can get involved here and see what kind of solutions we can come up to this thing, John. I don't know what else to tell you about.
Yeah, I think that, Mr. Horn, I think you've got a good point. We have a meeting every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we can add as we need.
Right.
It doesn't have to have a big balance hanging overhead.
No.
So are we amending the previous one, or are we?
No, we're just making a new one to add more to the Kitty to spend. We're adding 40 more hours for you.
Okay.
So it'd be a new resolution.
You made that resolution.
I'll make that resolution, yes, sir. 40 hours until the permanent budget and so forth has been handled.
Well,
No. Every 2 weeks.
We'll reevaluate what we need.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying.
Well, then I don't know about 40 hours.
Well, if we give him 40 hours next week.
He's got 60 already.
Right, so we may not need anything for the next meeting.
Well.
And then when he does come to us.
Just use up the 40 hours.
Right,
okay,
right. Then we'll go back and forth.
That's fine with me, yeah.
Okay, did somebody,
you second that, John?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you, that's all I have.
All right, Mr. Mazur.
Wait a minute. Is he next?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Jim. Okay, go ahead. I'm way down here. We're way off. I'm skipping you totally.
It happens a lot. thank you, Chairman. The first thing I have is a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. It's Resolution 2022-062. And again, whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And the obligations are $19,210.81. For the period of May 23rd, 2022 through June 2nd, 2022.
Okay. So moved on that.
No second.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. And that was Resolution 2022-066 for the record.
We'll sign this one and pass it to you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Here's the summer help one, by the way.
On to your next item, Mr.
And next, real briefly, I just want to remind the board, next meeting, trustee meeting, representatives from that Link-Ups project will be here. They want to do a presentation for about 15 minutes. And just update the township residents as to what their plans are along Broad Street, Georgesville, Philippi Road with sidewalks, multi-use trails, a rapid bus system, shelters for the buses. So It's a big project. Franklin Township's going to have a role in this. So they want to come next, the 16th, for about 15 minutes. And they ask that the trustees, if they approve of the presentation, just to give them a letter of support.
Okay, so also the people, Ralph, do you want to get a hold of the Cheneys and let them know that?
Okay.
Because they were, because when they updated the roads, because there's a lot of the potholes that we're not really supposed to be touching, but we try to fill in, it enters their
right.
area, so that at least they would like to hear what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There.
Are you familiar with that, Jim? Have you talked to Steve about it yet?
Yeah, this, I think we're maybe talking about two different kind of projects. The one project that I'm talking
we
about
are.
Yes.
Is the widening. And
yeah, this is totally different.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the ODOT project at Wilson and
Actually from 270 to Wilson.
Yes. Okay. That's another project unto
okay.
itself that ties into the Lingus
yeah,
project.
Yeah, I can get with Steve there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm sure they'll probably discuss that a little bit.
Right.
At the next,
and they're replacing the sewers out there too,
mm-hmm.
or the water main. So
it's a huge project.
No, they're doing that this year.
But this is a huge project.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The next thing I have is a resolution authorizing Summit Building and Roofing to install a new roof on the administrative building. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves Summit Building and Roofing to repair the existing roof on the Township administrative building located at 2193 Frank Road with a 0.60 thick membrane roofing as presented in the attached estimate.
As this is not an emergency, as in, you know, raining in on firefighters or anything like that, or on computer equipment, I would like to ask for, I think we need to have three estimates instead of just the one.
Okay.
Okay, so that's being
so
tabled.
We'll table
okay.
that one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to table it?
Yeah.
And Steve, real quick, back up to the Lincus.
Yes,
I see you have on the agenda that a board resolution to support the project for Lincus. Did the board need to pass anything?
No, I'm sorry. That's just for my
just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
good question, but that'll be after we have the presentation.
Okay.
But while we're back on that, can
yes.
you move that? Can you have that presentation right after roll call in the meeting? That way they don't have to sit through the business
into
everything.
They would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's part of the group that's wanting to come in, or just a representative for it.
I'm not sure who the representatives will be, whether they're from, I mean, it could be from ODOT, but
yeah.
either Code
I mean,
or
it might make
Columbus
a difference
or,
for 8 or 10. As we're
no, no, no. They'll just be one or
couple
two.
Couple three, okay.
And they just, they said 15 minutes when they're
planning. Yeah, we have a bunch of them. Well, it's going to take all
we'll
mine.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No.
Sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Next item.
And then real briefly, I gave the trustees an itemized list regarding the firefighters have a request to utilize some ARP funds. And Chief Arnold and I talked, and initially, and I appreciate it, he gave me a wish list of everything he'd like to have. The chief and I sat down and we whittled that down to critical things. And so I wanted to give this to the trustees so they could take a look at that and give us their feedback. And any changes or additions that you'd like to make?
Yes, sir, if I may. On number...
if not, Ralph, I'll give you...
On number 4, I'm sure that that warranty is coming through the manufacturer. I'm sure there's a separate company out there that will warranty it for a lot cheaper. And we need to look at if there's a third party that we can go through. Just like when you buy stuff at a department store, you can get that additional warranty.
Right.
Because to me, that if we could get that down.
You can get that much up.
What is the installation cost? What's number seven?
That's yeah. to actually put the power cot in the back of the medic.
Okay. I didn't realize that's what that was. I mean, obviously, I think that those are the very top items, you know, for nowadays with these cots, to that we don't have to lift somebody, and it's more safety. There's so many more. I remember the years when I used to be on a medic, and you, yeah. I mean, you make sure you don't get your fingers under there in case it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And the chief was good enough. He just wants to try one out.
Right, right.
So.
Well, let's do this. Can we look at a third party on the table and look at finding a possible third party on the...
I will absolutely check with the chief on
and
that.
And Nick, can mm-hmm. you let us know, give us a breakdown of where we're at on ARP?
On how much? Yep, I can do that. And we're still on the first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second first one comes when?
I thought it was September, but I'll see if I can mm-hmm. find some updated information on that, because I heard there was maybe something earlier. I'll take a look, though.
Okay. That would be awesome.
Yep.
Now, Nick, this...
And then also, real quick, if the board wishes to move on that, if you want to let me know, I can put together a supplemental for the next meeting, because I can't do any purchase orders or anything of that nature, and they can't purchase anything until the appropriations have been set aside. So I'll get you an update on where we stand with how much is left out of this first distribution.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then whatever the board wants to move on, you could let me know, and I can draft a supplemental for next meeting if we want to go that route.
All right.
Now, this ARPA funds, that's the two... We get part of that. We got part of that money now, right?
We got the first part last year. We'll get the second part in a couple months.
Okay.
A few months.
So that's going to be available right away.
It will be, yes. Well, but you guys have to appropriate it first.
We have
yes.
to appropriate
right.
it.
In theory, yes, it would be ready right away.
Now, Nick, that is appropriated for police and fire. Is that correct?
It's however you guys want to... hash out what goes what, and
General government services.
General government, okay.
Yep. And we can get our legal team's approval on it for future years in case anything ever comes up.
Mm-hmm. What my point is on that can that be used for police payroll and stuff like that?
We'd have to get the okay through our legal. So.
Legal system.
They'd have to research that to see, because you're using it for payroll versus hard items like what we're looking at here.
Okay.
Are hard items that are being used.
Gotcha.
Because in theory, anything for payroll, that's what you're supposed to pay for through your levies.
Well, that's a pretty decent little amount of money there, and you know, I'm just looking any way we can to try to keep officers we can on the street.
Right.
Unbeknownst money coming. This was kind of...
No, well, we got another draw. There is another draw coming, but that doesn't mean that we can use it. I see where you're going with that.
No, that's a soft or hard item. I think that's a good way to put it.
The point is, folks, is what we've got left in the police fund is what we've got. And estimate, I know we were digging around there, and Nick and I think you talked to Jeff a little bit there too, trying to get an estimate of when or this year's money would run out for the police.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion though.
Yeah, okay.
We had that last meeting.
Can we have a...
We can have a follow-up. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be awesome.
It wasn't enough point. I just want to make sure everybody's aware. It doesn't appear that it will be enough to carry through the year.
And there's many, many reasons of, many reasons behind that.
Fuel, a lot of different reasons.
Fuel, mechanical, payouts to officers that's left.
And there's already been a meeting. We've already had the meeting and cut the part,
We have to do a resolution here.
Oh, there, okay.
Yeah, we've already talked, we beat that dead horse.
I thought we did make the resolution on that already.
We made a motion.
Okay, we made a motion.
On the part-timers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Steve, back to you.
Real quick, you were presented a copy of the updated employee handbook, and I appreciate you three looking through that and giving me your feedback. My question to you is the next step. Would you like this to be sent to Julie with our legal firm, Julie Don, for her input and review of this?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you're going to look probably billable hours of 3-4 hours of her time.
Absolutely.
I'll make a motion that it goes to Julie.
A resolution.
Resolution.
Money being spent.
I'll second that.
All right, so that's going to be 2022-070, and that's for the handbook to go to Pete's office.
Yep. What did you say next?
070.
070, okay. Then the next thing I have.
Hold on, we didn't do roll call
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Yep, we got a second.
Yep, and then there was no second out there yet.
Ralph? Yeah, Ralph was seconded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, roll call. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then the next thing I have is a resolution regarding the elimination of the 3 part-time police officers. It's resolution authorizing the elimination of part-time Franklin Township police officers. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses the elimination of the township's 3 part-time officers due to budgetary restraints effective June 7th, 2022. And I'm going to continue. And then be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees wishes to thank the 3 part-time officers, Jeffrey Francis, Wendell Jackson, and Matthew Kidwell, for their dedication and support to the residents of Franklin Township.
So moved. That's a hard one, but so moved.
Yeah, it's a hard one, yeah. Second, that means, Jeff won't be here, and we'll miss him for sure.
Yeah.
So, having said that, I'll second it.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
No. Here's the reason why. I mean, we can skin a cat several different ways. In looking at this, potential savings that we would have is maybe be able to go hypothetically a week longer by utilizing the monies that would be used for the part-timers will maybe make us sustain a little longer with the full-timers. However, in my opinion, and I respect your gentleman, and we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, we have.
My opinion on it is we are now at June 2nd of 2022, and the longest days of the summers and et cetera, I would like to have as many officers on as possible, even if it takes us down to a earlier cutoff, starting to lay off full-timers. Because as statistics show, through the summer hours is when we are busiest. We're getting ready to come up on the 4th of July, very busy weekend. To me, I would like to see the officers stay longer, more officers on the street now than when we get closer to the fall. So that's just my opinion, but thank you.
Yeah.
Next
no,
item.
No easy way.
We did a vote, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The final thing I have is a resolution authorizing the chief of police to amend the current duties of the lieutenant position. And be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board adopts, approves, and authorizes the recommendations of the police chief to modify the current duties of the lieutenant position. As an addition to the current duties of the lieutenant, this position will be tasked with answering police-related calls and assisting with patrols within the township. Due to the fact that the lieutenant's position is salary and not subject to overtime and compensatory time, saving the department and the township will be several thousands of dollars over the course of a year. These modifications will take effect immediately.
So moved.
Okay, let me understand what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
It's no readjustments on any salary paid, things of that nature.
On this resolution, no, sir. There was one, the last meeting, where the chief and the lieutenant took a freeze. This one is, they're adjusting the lieutenant's responsibilities from more of an administrative type function to more as a patrol officer.
Okay.
Am I right, LT? Okay.
Okay, and that's... you know, with the loss of officers and things like that, you know, I want to understand that, you know, the chief and lieutenant are going to have to do a lot of patrol. So we're going to try to subsidize all we can with them, and not that they never go out anyway, but it will be increased. Other way to put it, really.
They're picking up the slack.
And so I think everybody's in the full understanding of that, or Mr. Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then I would second Jim.
Okay, and this will be Resolution 2022-068. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Okay, there's a resolution for that one to come around.
Anything else, Mr. Mazur?
No, Chairman, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I have nothing. I've said everything. John?
Yes, I wanted to go over, and Nick, since we're all here, I want to try to get a better understanding. Steve, is it called Sedgwick? How do we pronounce that?
Sedgwick.
Sedgwick, the Sedgwick attorney. Can you enlighten the board on how and where that the Franklin Township, without the board voting on it, said no to that, basically that we've asked him to step in, we paid him without a resolution, we signed the checks, but my concern is that the board did not wish to fight a claim, but yet even today there was he's still on it, he's still fighting it, saying no.
I unfortunately don't have this. Nobody's really has updated me unless they've updated Steve, because again, this is a task that Steve has kind of been handling. But in terms of that check, that's an accounts payable.
I understand that.
So we don't, I mean, we do the motion for bills and payable, but we normally don't have resolutions in place for specific vendors. Otherwise, we would have hundreds
upon
hundreds of resolutions.
What I'm saying is, who contacted him to fight this claim?
So Brant Road is... So Sedgwick appointed him to represent the township.
Right.
You guys can pick somebody else if you want to.
We don't have to have anyone. We've never had. We only hired them for one particular job, one time. There was never no authorization to continue with this company.
That would have been way before my time.
Right. But
so
what
that's
I'm saying
a good question,
is,
but I mean,
so what I need to see is a report of how and where and who called and who denied. I want to see a full-page report on who said it was denied, based on what grounds, what authority that person had to even do that, and why did they do that? Because that would have been something that the board or even Steve would have made the decision on, saying, something looks fishy, we're going to fight this with BWC. We, as a board, never knew anything about it until all of a sudden the attorney shows up to say the township's position is we're fighting it, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm a board member.
If there was something that even I've not been made aware of that.
Right, but so, it come from your department, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Nick don't know nothing about that job.
But that's why I'm letting him look into it, because it came from your department.
It had to.
Some of those things, I come up like, what lawyer, what's this? All of a sudden.
Can you please, I guess.
I think. I don't know if I've really discussed it with the chairman or not, but it was a surprise the way that
it was to me. But I guess what we're going down to, Nick, is can you check into it?
I can.
And then report back. I mean, not report, but give us a briefing on it. Because I'm going to state the record.
Yeah.
We need to get the gentleman.
We need to get him taken care of.
Or woman, but in this case, the gentleman.
Yeah, and I don't know how much. And that's a good question, because again, I've not been updated with where the status is on that. Maybe is it something out of our control that's holding it up?
No,
I have no idea.
Well, it was our control that was blocking it, and that's the disturbing part.
Yeah,
it was someone in representing the township that shouldn't have been and immediately put, in my opinion, their personal account of what happened, and it then became a fight saying, no, we're not paying it. When we're saying, yes, we know that the person was working and they were on the clock, they got injured, that it should have been taken care of. And now we're looking going on 6 months and the person is, you know, that in my opinion, they've been good at heart at just going along with the status quo and keep going to hearing after hearing after hearing, going to doctor after doctor to doctor, because they are being told basically that this was a previous injury, you didn't do it here, and they can't get fixed.
And it's only costing us more money, because every time he goes to another doctor,
and this keeps on the money.
We have to pay that.
And the board has said we were okay from the get-go. Now, I know of other people in other departments that have been, look at the fire department, they've strained a shoulder, this, it's come across the board, we say, yep, it's good, the person gets fixed and moved on their way. 6 months this person has been fighting this, and they can't get surgery because the BWC is saying no, and this other attorney keeps showing up at these hearings and arguing for the township against it.
And there's more money.
And it's coming from your department.
Well, I think
I have not talked to any attorneys. I will say that. I don't know where that stems from, but
I'll tell you later.
Just take a look. That's all we're asking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with Steve, if you will, on this, John.
Sure.
I already have.
Okay.
And he's got a little bit. He had another hearing today, so I know more now than.
Yeah, and it's just sad that it just keeps going hearing, and 6 months
doctor,
and someone needs
doctor,
surgery.
Doctor.
Well, I can't figure out how we got hooked on this other lawyer here. And
that's
9 months.
Another conversation for another time. We're not going to resolve that.
It was October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Now we're in the ninth month.
Wow.
And while you're
and now they're saying it was a pre-existing condition. Well, 9 months ago.
While you're checking into it, I don't know, I can't speak for the board, but I personally would not want to see this attorney representing us, because
we have not given the okay.
We have not given him the okay.
That was a one-time case.
Yeah. I can chat with Steve about getting a hold of Cedric
to find a different representative.
For us.
We don't even need a representative.
Okay, so
you have to pick one because
somebody has to represent the township when there is a BWC claim. Because I mean, none of us five sitting here are lawyers.
Did we do before? This is the first time we ever had a representative.
We never had nothing like that.
As Nick said, what Sedgwick does is they have attorneys that we can use. Somehow, in this case, we introduced an attorney into this.
Without the board's approval.
Sedgwick just says, here's a list of attorneys you can use. I'm assuming because this attorney is local, that's why he was
Again, now some of that, and I'll look into it, and I'll have to see if maybe this was chosen before my time, but I'll certainly look into it and get back with you.
I can tell you yes.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I can say it's me. Okay, I don't mind that.
Yes.
I would like to know who from the very beginning said I wasn't working here. I mean,
I understand.
Sedgwick can't go, oh, wait a minute, that guy wasn't working that day.
Right.
What the heck?
That's something we're also looking into. Yeah. But all right, Mr. Fleshman.
I'm done.
Okay, Mr. Horn, you have anything?
Nothing to add, Jim. I would like to see you. To maybe give you a few minutes next week. Just kind of go over the road stuff and that kind of thing.
Anytime.
I want to find out where all I know where all the weeds are out. So.
Yeah, and I'm going to be adding to this list.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
And I will too a little bit, I think. But maybe.
Yeah, if this list grows, have we ever.
I was going to ask you, you just don't want to put me on a mower, but I can probably use a sickle.
We've got John on.
Have we ever.
Nice break.
Is this larger than normal, or
it's larger than last year?
It's larger than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But we've actually had years that this is smallish.
Okay. Okay. All right. Moving on to questions. Patty Spencer, step on up.
You actually got here in time to sign.
I seen that.
Yeah,
and you were, and you sat down, and then you remembered, and you was all excited. So let's hear.
I do have one extra thing, if I may, after this. I'm here for the Southwest Area Commission tonight, and I just wanted everybody to know that next Tuesday night, June 7th at 6:30, we are having an update on the parks. And the parks within our community are Stone Ridge, Dodge, and Willow Creek. So just because you live in the township doesn't mean you can't use any of those parks, because we're all together. And the meeting will be at the Hope Central Church. That's on Brown Road. And I don't know if they're going to come and tell us, these are all the ideas that you guys threw at us last time. We've compiled them, put them together, and this is what we're willing to do for you. I know some of the things we were asking for was lighting. I know Willow Creek has absolutely no parking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's street parking, Hardy Parkway. We're looking at maybe something for older kids, like basketball court. Like Stone Ridge has absolutely nothing other than a little kiddie stuff. So hopefully they'll have some answers for us. So that's all for that. But when you were talking about the Linkus, it reminded me that at our last meeting, we had an attorney come and talk about the northwest corner of Frank and Brown Road. 1100 Frank Road is the property that he was interested in. And he made a mention, I don't know if any of you know, that there's been talk about putting a roundabout in at Brown and Frank Road.
No, I had not heard that. But,
wow.
But interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
No, that's
at the point. Now. Right? At the point? Or is that down?
No, right. No, right on here. Frank. We're Frank and Brown. Yeah.
On Hardy Parkway.
That's gonna be. Yeah. They're gonna have to take out some of the businesses.
It needs some help over there. That's for
it
sure.
It may need some help, but I don't think it needs a.
It would not surprise me. But.
So I don't know if how y'all feel about. I've got a personal feeling on roundabouts, but. I think this is a state project, most likely. I don't know that this. I don't even know. Maybe it would be a city project.
I think county. You're kind of cute, Patty, is a roundabout.
You
have a few flowers.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Interesting. No, but I've not heard.
I have no idea. I had heard it a couple of years back, and then nothing. So I was hopeful that they had said, oh, well, okay, never mind.
Well, news to us.
Not the case, but thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Anyway, this park thing is open house. Anybody in the public can come.
You said that was 6:30 next Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
At Brown, Hope Central Church on Brown Road.
Thanks. Just in case.
Yes. I would like to know, what is our game plan, y'all's game plan, to get a levy passed?
May I speak?
Go ahead.
I think one of the reasons we all, Jan, and you put a lot of work in your community and things, I honestly believe the reason that the levy did not pass was the wording. When, and I just had a conversation with several people in one community today before I came here, and they were under, one person was under the impression that they own a lot of property, 5 acres. Mm-hmm. They were under the impression that it was going to cost them $2,800 more a year. The problem is they didn't realize that the taxes, that the one goes away, the new one would start. And yes, it was a new tax. So my biggest thing to say, what are we going to do to make sure education, and to get with the Board of Elections to see if we could have set a replacement instead of...
You can't.
Okay. I don't like being interrupted like that. I mean, that doesn't...
The thing that I said I was going to do, to
shoot me down when I'm speaking is not
John,
right.
Just because go.
What I'm going to do is get with the Board of Elections. The word that I'm trying to do is to see what they can do to work with us so that the wording does not turn people away and that they understand that one goes away and the other one would be a new one. Because if you read what it said, that's where it was very confusing. I mean, someone on your street called me today and wanted to know, and I had a conversation with them because they were confused themselves in regards to the way that the wording on the budget was, or not the budget, on the ballot. So if we can have conversation with the Board of Elections and what can we do, something has to be where we can be able to have it where it's better understanding.
We'll have a side talk on that. I've checked into it.
Sure.
But also we're going to do some town halls, not just here. We're going to move it out in the community, go around there again. It's part of the education,
right? I just think we need to, as soon as we can, start on it. So
well,
it's like, you know,
absolutely.
General
yeah.
in people's
well, right. we, you know, we have different things coming up
yeah.
through this year.
National Night Out,
right?
Jan, the plan is, I know from my perspective, and I'm sure it sounds like John's been talking about it too. But I talked to the chief. I happened to have the occasion, and the other day there, I guess Steve and maybe you, I talked to the sheriff's department some, and to see they're going to try to. They indicated they'd try to put as much muscle into it as they can for us, you know. My suggestion was to see, I talked to the chief about it and ask him if maybe he could get a hold of Sheriff Baldwin and see if maybe we could get him to kind of help us kick off a little please help me type thing there and try to get some you know, kind of feedback on different things such as that. But I think the whole thing in a nutshell, really, Jim, is we're going to have to look at it and get started quickly.
48 votes.
You know.
Okay.
There's a difference.
So that's kind of
Chip.
Kind of what I heard.
You're up.
There. Yeah.
This is just going to be short and sweet. Not going to take up much time. I want to thank you guys. Okay. Thank law enforcement, you pastor, city crew.
Deputy
Sheriff, I do have one question for the board. We have a little freaking house behind our house.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in a garage.
Yeah.
And it's been there for years.
Yeah.
But they are putting trash over on our side.
Are they?
And then I have to go over and I have to wing it up against their fence to stop. And they just stockpile. I've never ever seen them have a trash pickup. I don't know whether they went through the main house.
Or the hell.
Yeah.
We can. Corner Rolling. What's that other road on the other side of us?
Laurel. It's right smack dab and right behind us. We're at 1653, so it's right behind us.
So can we have your assistant get a hold of the Board of Health, get the address, and
I don't even know if they have an address.
This is another good discussion with Julie.
Yeah, right.
They're the same ones that had the mice and stuff too, aren't they?
They didn't have mice.
This is the other one.
He's got two problems down there.
It's getting hot.
Yeah.
The rats are back.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
the mice and everything. Yep.
Well, you did the right thing letting us know so we can go to work on this.
It's been there. I mean, we've been there for 18 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been there. There's been different residents that live there.
Residents,
but, I mean, it's an old freaking desk chair that they threw on our side.
Yeah, let's start putting a little heat on that.
I'm just going to be very blunt.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the township having the authority to not have to go through the Board of Health, that you as residents and trustees and your local government could try to take care of those problems?
I'm 100% for
on it. Yeah.
Because the guy with the rats, he told one of our other neighbors that the Board of Health went there and said, he's okay. He's good. But over the past week, he's been moving stuff around. He's got a big pile in front of his house of brush. But I think it was to get the trailer out because he loaned out his trailer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to be blunt, and I appreciate Chip being to the point.
Let me let me explain something to Chip just a minute, Jim, before you close up. Just so everybody knows, of course, Jim and me and everybody else had worked with Paul Lieberts around here, the county, Jim? Zoning man, I guess is what you'd call him.
Zoning man.
For all these years and everything. So Paul, we used to be, me, Jim, we knew him super well. So we'd call Paul, he got to work every morning really super early, 7:30. So we could report something to Paul if we had a bad thing. Long story short, he was around for a long time. So we could make reports and everything to Paul, and it wouldn't be just a few days you'd see him around. Okay, now, what they had is some big time changes downtown there. Paul's gone, now he's retired and all this. They've been trying to replace people, and I think they have them replaced now, don't they, Nicole?
When I started here, the person in his spot was Patrick Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's David.
We're going to handle it through the.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted you to know the reason you're probably having slowdown problems now. Okay.
You're going to hit your phone.
No.
But thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank Nicole,
Chip, thank you.
I know Missy's always tight.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, Chip.
Don't interrupt me, though.
I started.
Interrupt me, too.